This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one. God bless your father, man. I'm glad he's getting better. Hope he gets out of that hospital and rehab as quick as possible, hopefully in a matter of next week or so. And we're all rooting for him. We're all praying for him. Lee Elsie, you're a good man. Thank you for opening hour number one. Great job, as always. Big news stories today. I kind of put them in order. I had all kinds of things in order for my first early edition Wayne Allen Root Live and Local in Vegas show this morning, and I just got all news stories now in the afternoon. Joe Biden has called for a national outdoor mask mandate. He says every single one of us, it doesn't matter what your age is, 90 or 1 year old, has to wear a mask outdoors for the next 3 months. That's his recommendation. Folks, I lost it. I've never lost it this bad in my entire life. If you see my Twitter page, if you see my Parler page, P-A-R-L-E-R, you'll understand how angry I got, because this is the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. I said, kiss my ass. Time to tell crazy liberals to go to hell. Beat the crap out of them on November 3rd, and then send them away once and for all. Get them out of our country. I want nothing further to do with these insane madmen, communists, and traitors. That's what they are. And then I sent out another little post. Wear masks outside? Now I know old feeble man has dementia. Let's go straight to the election this week. Let's vote right now, this week. If you want to wear a mask outside, 24 hours a day, wear a mask. Vote for Biden, I dare you. And if you don't, vote for Trump. And if we lose, time for all conservatives to secede and get the hell out of here. I've had it. I've had it. Once and for all, it's time to divide this nation in a way that liberals can live on their own, we can live on our own. Let them live on Silicon Valley Island. Let them live on Hollywood Island. Let them live on Manhattan Island, which is destroyed. Or Magnificent Mile Chicago Island, which is destroyed. Or Minneapolis, which is destroyed. Or downtown Portland, which is destroyed. Or downtown Seattle, which is destroyed. Or downtown Charleston, South Carolina, which is destroyed. By liberal madness. By liberal crazy rioters, by Black Lives Matter Marxist rioters and looters and torturers and burners. This is outrageous. What a joke. I've done this show since, let's see, March, April, May, June, July, and now August. 6 months I've covered COVID and proved to you that COVID is a disease of just a few old people, very sick, very old, very decrepit, with a few minor exceptions, very sick people, very old people in nursing homes. It is not a disease to worry about if you're young and strong and healthy. The whole nation doesn't have to stop. And the whole nation doesn't need to wear masks 24 hours a day. And no one needs to wear a mask outdoors. He says no exceptions. Outdoors for the next 3 months. Thank God he's not president. Thank God, because I'd go to prison. This is what I'll go to prison for. This is what I will lead riots down the Las Vegas Strip for. Let me tell you something. You're never taking my freedom away outdoors. You do what you want to do indoors. I choose to not come anymore. I won't buy from you anymore. Don't worry about it. Good luck to all of you that want masks indoors. But outdoors? I'm never wearing masks outdoors. Never going to happen. Are you kidding me? Masks outdoors? For what reason? When I'm in the park and there's nobody near me? When I'm at the beach and there's no one near me? I'm playing in the water? When I'm in the pool and there's no one near me? When I'm going for a jog? Should I choke and die? While I'm jogging, choke and die in the gym in my mask? How do you sneeze and cough with a mask? I don't know. But outdoors, the minute I get outside a building, I'd take a mask off if I was wearing one, because it was the rule of the law and I couldn't get in for a meeting without one. I take it off the second I walk outside. The second I leave a restaurant. mask off. Can you imagine how insane it is to ask a one-year-old to wear a mask outside? Everywhere you go? He says every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mask wearing. He's claiming such a policy would save 40,000 lives. These people are insane. They're idiots. They're communists. They want to ruin America. They want to ruin sales. They want to ruin business. They want to ruin individuality. Do you know what makes me the person I am that's been so incredibly successful my entire life in 20 different fields, which almost nobody in America can claim? 20 different fields. I've sold almost $1 billion, literally, on TV and radio. Almost $1 billion. And had business after business. I've taken companies public, been CEO of public companies, been the king of gambling, king of politics, vice president of the Libertarian Party, homeschooled my daughter to Harvard. Do you have any things I've achieved in my life? Became Jimmy the Greek at the age of 26 on national TV and hosted 5 shows for CNBC. And I, you know what I attribute it all to? The fact that people see my personality, they see my smile, they see a twinkle in my eye, they see my personality, they feel it. They feel my energy. When you wear a mask, no one can see a smile. No one can feel your personality, your energy. Everybody looks the same. Take that away, nobody can sell anymore. That's why everybody who's a Republican is successful in sales or in business. We're all salespeople, salesmen and saleswomen. And they want to take that away from us. That's what this is all about. They don't want anyone to look good. They don't want anyone to have a nice smile. They don't want everyone to have a nice personality. They don't want anyone to sparkle anymore. Because you know what the average Democrat's like? Well, we're not on TV, so I can't show you. We're on radio. But if I were to show you, it would be a person shuffling down the street, 1 foot in front of the other with no energy, that can't get a good job, that has some crappy job because no one likes them, no one thinks they're important, no one thinks they're going to do a good job for them. Because they got no energy, they got no personality, they got no smile, they got no sparkle in their eye. So this is their way of creating misery and equality. We all live a miserable life. Nobody can sell anything. Nobody can dare be successful at anything because you're all a bunch of losers with a mask over your face. We look like Saudi Arabia, for God's sakes. And if you don't think I'm right, let me give you a couple of examples of what these people are like. Chicago looters and rioters ruined the birthday celebration of 2-year-old Owen Buell, who lives with his family at the Chicago Ronald McDonald House while being treated for stage 4 neuroblastoma cancer. Think about that for a minute. Just think about it. One of Owen Buell's family is one of 30 families who stay at the Ronald McDonald House in Chicago. It's 5 blocks from the Lurie Children's Hospital. It's the perfect place for sick children receiving treatment. Family was hoping to take Owen home to see his siblings in Joliet, a suburb outside Chicago. 2 years old, and he has cancer, stage 4. But the plans were canceled due to the violent riots and the looting that started on Sunday. Hey, President Trump, make him the face of Black Lives Matter. Make him the face of the misery and destruction of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and liberals like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Maxine Waters, the list goes on and on, Nancy Pelosi. Owen's mother told local station WBBM, we're going to have cake and ice cream and do some presents at home with his siblings and his grandma, but the hospitals didn't let families leave the house, indicating the severity of the situation. We got a phone call from the nurse saying none of the nurses, and they didn't want any families in the middle of that trying to walk in the lorries. She described the damage to the Ronald McDonald House. The whole door was shattered. It looked like a bullet hole. So I started freaking out, thinking how unsafe that was. You shouldn't feel that way when your kids need medical care. You shouldn't be afraid to walk a few blocks down the street. The Washington Times reported the house was placed on lockdown. Several windows in the front of the house were shattered. Front door had to be boarded up. White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany called it sad and unacceptable and declared the liberal mayor must control her streets. The Ronald McDonald House in Chicago vandalized during looting early Monday morning while families and their 6 children huddled inside. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think Ronald McDonald House is only for kids with serious cancer. I don't think it's any disease. I think it's little children with terrible stage 3 or 4 cancer. How anyone could hurt them or think of hurting them or hurt the home they're in, sickening. Sickening. What a cry. And then if you still don't believe me how bad these liberal, deep state, D.C. swamp politicians are, how about about the city of Henderson, Nevada. Now, here I am in Los Angeles. Here I am in Los Angeles. I mean, in Las Vegas. I'm sorry, in Las Vegas. Got me riled up over the Ronald McDonald House. I'm in Las Vegas. Henderson is a suburb of Las Vegas. And Henderson, the city of Henderson, got $2 million of coronavirus relief money. And guess what they did with it? They didn't help the poor. They didn't make better streets. They didn't give taxpayers a tax break on their property taxes while everybody's in trouble. They didn't raise or help people who are unemployed pay their property taxes. They used the whole $2 million of coronavirus relief money to pay for an expansion of the city hall entrance. Council members voted last week to expand the lobby outside the city council chambers. The vote added the $2 million to an existing $14 million used to renovate the plaza and the street in front of City Hall. If you don't believe now that the people should get their torches, their damn blowtorches, if you don't think that the people should have pitchforks and they should be marching against the devils that control our government, that steal your money, and they use it to make fancier city halls. The city hall's already too fancy. Did you ever see the Board of Education building in Las Vegas? They took over some fancy, schmancy, gorgeous office building on Sahara. I think it's the Teachers Union or the Board of Education. I don't know which one. But let me tell you something. Our money shouldn't be going for that. And our money should, $2 million, you get an extra $2 million, you give people back a break. Or you do something nice for the people. It needs to get done. But the one thing you... Or help the poor, for God's sakes. But the one thing you don't do is add to the fancy schmancy city hall entrance. Never heard anything so outrageous in my life. Rioters attacking sick children in the Ronald McDonald House in Chicago. Can you imagine? When I get back, I'll tell you about the group that's going to occupy the White House. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Alaroot! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before I get to a few more indignities, you know, you got to excuse me, I get really passionate. There's no other host in America who gets as worked up and as passionate as me about the injustices and indignities going on in this country. And I know there are liberals out there that get worked up over, you know, when a cop shoots a black kid who's unarmed. I get that. I totally get it. I get worked up when the government of our country is against its own people. I get worked up when Democrats are communists that want to turn us into Cuba and Venezuela and the old Soviet Union and the East German Stasi and the Communist Party of China. I get worked up over that. Everybody's got their own issues that work them up. I get worked up over some boob that tells me to wear a mask outdoors 24 hours a day for the next 3 months. Out of your mind. Never going to happen. It's time for, what did Martin Luther King call it? Nonviolent. I forgot the name now. Nonviolent. You know, it's just time to do things where we all lock hands and we just block City Hall. It's time to just stop these people from doing business while the politicians literally try and destroy us. Terrible, terrible people. Here's an email from Dave. Dave says, Wayne, don't forget, masks don't work. Like Dr. Fauci himself said, all they are is a placebo. They do not work against this aerosol virus. It's like putting up a chain link fence and trying to keep the gnats out of your yard. They just don't work. And this bum, who just may be elected president, wants us to wear them 24/7. He's out of his mind. Correction. He will never be president. Trump's going to take him apart at the elections. November will end all this crap. Dave. I don't have any doubt at all. I saw the most recent poll, and you know what the number one issue is for people right now? Besides the economy, I think it's always the economy and COVID, but I mean the number one issue is everyone is so sickened from the rioting, the looting, and the burning, and the destruction of major downtown shopping areas. They're so sickened by what they see in Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York, and the list goes on and on. Liberals have destroyed entire cities, and their liberal policies have destroyed people's lives. This no bail idea has destroyed New York, San Francisco. Any city that's ever tried it is being destroyed. People get out of prison, they immediately rape again, they throw them out again. They let them out again. They're never going to come back for trial. And they're going to keep raping and murdering and assaulting and robbing. Don't you understand the world has good people and the world has pure evil and scum? And you can't let people out who are terrible, horrible, awful criminals who are inspired by the devil. You can't let them out. They're not like you and me. They're animals. They're garbage. They're not people. They don't think like you and me. They're not destroyed by having been arrested for a terrible crime. You and me would be destroyed for being arrested for loitering, for dropping a piece of garbage on the ground, for spitting on the sidewalk, for putting gum under a desk. I'd feel horrible if I went to the principal's office. These people murder someone and they let them out. They throw a Molotov cocktail in a police officer's car trying to murder four policemen and they let them out the same night. No bail. It's insanity gone wild. Don't let these liberals get reelected or elected. In the case of Congress, reelected. In the case of the Senate and the President, elected. Can't allow it. Can't allow it. This is fight like this is the end of your life, because it is. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare, by the way, Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year, like right now. Any day, any hour, any minute. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 for a family, $529 a month. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year, or right about that number. And it'll be my fifth year in January. I'll have saved $90,000. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. When I got sick and I had kidney stones, they paid the $27,000 surgery bill. Not to mention the surgeon, the doctor, and the anesthesiologist, and all other bills. 100%. Never got a bill from doctors. Only from the hospital, and they paid the hospital bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. This is the way health care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Tell them Wainwright sent you, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wainwright. By the way, Kamala Harris, think about this for a minute. Joe Biden has women who have accused him of sexual harassment, unwanted touching, and literally assault in the 1990s. Tara Reid accused him of assault in the early 90s. Kamala Harris stood in front of the nation and said, I believe them. And now she's taken the vice president position. Can you imagine when you really think about that? She said she believed the victims. Remember, there's the whole liberal Me Too movement. She believed the victims who said they were sexually assaulted or sexually harassed or unwanted touching by Joe Biden. But when Joe Biden asked her to be his vice president, she said, sure, absolutely, I'm your man. I'm your woman. I'm your partner. I love it. You picked the right gal. I will defend you to the very bitter end. Do you know how sick that is?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow with a bold prediction regarding the unemployment number.
I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped to single digits in the August report. I don't want to make a forecast. It wouldn't surprise me.
Earlier on Thursday, former Vice President Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate for 3 months. Speaking at the White House, President Trump reacts to those comments.
He does not identify what authority the president has to issue such a mandate or how federal law enforcement could possibly enforce it or why we would be stepping on governors throughout our country, many of whom have done a very good job and they know what is needed.
The president also saying Biden doesn't need to bring the full weight of the federal government down on law-abiding Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root. raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I've got to laugh. One of my liberal friends sent me something, and he got me off, you know, on a passionate tangent. As you know, I go on those passionate tangents when I see something that gets me really angry. The headline was, COVID-19 death toll rivals the fatality rate during the 1918 flu epidemic, researchers say. Now, you and I both know that they thought millions would die. In the Spanish flu, millions did die. In this flu, millions didn't die. It's 150,000. You and I both know it's greatly exaggerated. Every person who ever died from a car accident, a gunshot wound, a suicide, they're all declared COVID. Anyone who had cancer on their last stages but then got COVID, they called it COVID. It's grossly over-exaggerated. The real number is probably 50,000 people, and probably 45,000 of them are over the age of 70, and most of them are over the age of 80, 90, and 100. This is not an epidemic. It is not a pandemic, as the media has used. This is not a crisis of all time. Matter of fact, I saw a story today that said the deaths in America this year are down dramatically, and they're lower. Deaths are lower in America from all causes than we've seen in 9 years, and they're the lowest of 20 of the last 21 years. Now, how do you explain that? If there's such a pandemic going on and everybody's dying, how is it possible that the number of deaths from all causes is lower than in 20 of the last 21 years? So when you see a headline that says COVID-19 death toll rivals the fatality rate during the 1918 flu epidemic, it has to be a complete lie, complete fraud. Well, see, go by the headline to the very first sentence, and then you understand it's actually true. The increase in deaths in New York City during the early months of the COVID pandemic rivals the death toll there in New York City at the peak of the 1918 flu pandemic. I've been arguing, and I've seen the articles, and I've got the proof to back it up, that the death toll in the rest of the country outside the New York metropolitan area, in particular New York City, but even New York, New Jersey area, the death toll rivals the worst of anywhere in the world. It's up there, you know, it's worse than China, and it's so much worse than any red Republican state that they keep criticizing. Oh, Georgia's handled it so bad, Texas so bad, Florida so bad, Arizona so bad. Are you kidding me? Those red states have such low COVID death rates compared to New York and New Jersey. But specifically, New York City. New York City, the most incredible death toll in the world. So, of course, the death toll is equal to the Spanish flu. In one place, deep blue Democrat New York and deep blue Democrat New Jersey and deep, deep communist red New York City with Andrew Cuomo in charge and with Bill de Blasio in charge. Of course the death rate is high. But the rest of the country, very, very low. Take out New York and New Jersey, and America barely got touched from COVID in the rest of the other 48 states. Very low rate in the other 48 states. New York and New Jersey brought the whole country dramatically down and made it look like we've had a lot of deaths because of deep blue Democrat states. Now throw in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, and Chicago, Illinois. And you, outside of that, the country was barely touched by COVID. And those who are touched are all over the age of 70, 80, and 90. What a farce. All right, Brigitte Gabriel's here, the only guest who ever brings the same passion and fire and energy as I do. So get ready. Get ready to have your heads explode. National security analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author, and her latest book is Rise, Brigitte Gabriel. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, my friend. Delighted to be back with you.
So let's start with Lebanon, because we all know there was that incredible explosion last week that to me looked like a mushroom cloud. I thought an atomic bomb had gone off in Lebanon. I really did believe it was an atomic mushroom, a nuclear device of some kind had gone off. And of course, you know, my theory is, from the very beginning, by the way, on the radio, I said, that's not a bunch of supplies left over in a warehouse from a, you know, a cargo freighter that they intercepted and they put fertilizer in it. That's a bunch bunch of stuff that they Hezbollah or Hamas uses for bombs. It was a bomb-making material that was sitting around inside, and it blew up, or maybe Israel blew it up before they used it to blow up Israel. But it was a bunch of Hezbollah death materials inside a warehouse. I wanted to get your thought, because I know you're from Lebanon, and you know the Lebanese people, and you probably have some insider's knowledge of what might have gone on there.
Well, actually, the insider knowledge I have, Wayne, is from the intelligence community. We believe the explosives, the ammunition and missile fuel, which are highly volatile and flammable substances, were stored by Hezbollah in this warehouse after being shipped from Iran. Because there was a series of at least three explosions, each of which had a different result. The first created a gray column of smoke that remained for several minutes. The second, a column of red smoke, and also remained for several minutes. And the third one created a white mushroom cloud that dissipated within seconds. This suggests that at least three different materials were stored in that warehouse. And anyone familiar, Wayne, with how a port operates knows that the front row of warehouses, which are closest to the water, are used for short-term storage. Cargo that is meant to be stored long-term is moved to the warehouses further away from the water. So this is why we know that it was hidden in the back, in the front. Anyone who ships sensitive cargo and does not want it to be seen, photographed, or even targeted by others from the air, space, or ground tries to hide it as close as possible to the water. The
Brigitte, can I interrupt you? Brigitte, I'm having the hardest time understanding you. I think you're either in a bad connection, or you're on a speakerphone, or you're in your car. You're breaking up, and I'm not hearing you. Are you in a car? Are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, my goodness. I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, you're in a spot that's not...
You want to call me back on a landline?
Chris is going to call you back, because I cannot understand you. So Chris will call you back. Let's get her back on the line, Chris. And you know what? Let me just finish up this segment and let you get her back quick. I don't know if you can get her back quick, but I had a hard time hearing anything she was saying. I don't know what the deal was there, but not a good connection at all. So let me kill the time by talking about Kamala Harris for a minute. Not only Kamala Harris turn a blind eye to all the supposed sexual assault, sexual harassment. Oh, we got her back? Do we know we have a better connection? Did we test it? Brigitte, are you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yeah, much
can
better.
You hear me better now?
Yes, night and day. I'm so glad I had a feedback.
I am sorry. Good.
No problem.
Okay, so where do you want me to start, Brigitte?
Well, you're going to have to start from the beginning. I'm telling you. Just tell me. I couldn't understand what you're saying. Tell me what you thought caused that explosion in Lebanon. Was it, in fact, deadly materials of Hezbollah stored away that was going to be used for evil purposes against Israel? Is that what your thought is? That's my thought.
That's exactly what they had. They had explosive ammunition and missile fuel, which are highly explosive and flammable. They were stored by Hezbollah in this warehouse after being shipped from Iran. Because we can tell from the three explosions and the color of the fume and the column of smoke what type of explosives they were. And they were hidden in one of the front warehouses at the port, which means if you want to hide anything, if you want to store things long term, you usually store them in warehouses towards the back of the port. But if you want to hide something because you do not want anybody to detect it or have it seen or photographed by anything from the airspace or ground, you try to hide it as close as possible to the water. The warehouse that exploded was on the water's edge.
Yeah, it's certainly what I thought. We're hearing you loud and clear. Beautiful now. Thank you, Brigitte. So, listen, the other big issue of the day I wanted you to weigh in on is that, you know, with Kamala Harris around and with COVID and with the riots and with all the thousand issues, it's very hard to get something in the headlines. And I think something Trump did today was historic, and it's been completely overlooked, of course, purposely by the mainstream media. But I think even conservative media has completely overlooked it. Trump announced an historic peace agreement today between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, and I wanted to get your reaction. And is it possible, I mean, I suppose it's not possible with liberals, that Trump would ever win the Nobel Peace Prize, but does he deserve the Nobel Peace Prize?
He deserves it more than anybody, Wayne, and what he did today was absolutely absolutely historic. Remember when Israel signed the peace treaty with Egypt? I mean, the whole world talked about it back in 1979. Remember when they signed the peace treaty with Jordan? It was groundbreaking. When they signed the Oslo Accord and the peace treaty, with the Palestinian Authority, and they brought them back, it was historic. And now Israel is talking with Saudi Arabia. And now for them to sign an official peace treaty, to break a peace treaty between Israel and the Arab Emirates is so important, because the whole world looks at the UAE as the most respected, not only Islamic country, but a country that commercially has prospered and has become a point, a center for the whole world to do business. So the fact that the Arab Emirates signed a peace treaty with Israel is so important, because now the Islamic Sunni world is standing with Israel. They are so close to peace that the only people now standing out on the opposite side is Iran and Iran's proxy. And so the fact that the news media is ignoring this huge story, because I can assure you the rest of the media and the rest of the world are talking about it. It's huge news, except for the media in the United States, because they hate Trump.
All right, because we missed a little bit of your interview at the front, I want to keep you over for the next segment, and I want to ask you, Brigitte, when we come back, just think about this, what your feeling is about the Kamala Harris pick by Joe Biden. Did he pick the right woman? Did he pick the right person? The right person of color? Is it a travesty? Was it a mistake? Is Donald Trump in the driver's seat? Are the polls right? Donald Trump is dead, and Biden is the one who's in the driver's seat? I want to get your take when we get back. Brigitte Gabrielle from ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise, ActForAmerica.org. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We'll see you in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the T-H-E-MAGA, M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. Strauss Heart Drops. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life. You know my obsession with, or my enthusiasm with working out and with staying healthy. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada, and this is their first foray into the American market, and they've done it on my show, and I appreciate it. I love you guys. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for having faith in Wayne Allen Root and my audience. Heart attack, stroke, number one killers in America. And if you're a woman, don't think you get away with that one. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Did you know that? It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Strauss Heart Drops, order them at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. V-T-H-E, powermall.com. You order Strauss Heart Drops, and you order cinnamon flavor. Believe me, I've tested it. That's the flavor. Cinnamon flavor, Strauss Heart Drops. Thank you, Strauss, for sponsoring the show. So let's get back to Brigitte Gabriele, National Security Analyst, Chairman of ActsForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Latest book is Rise, R-I-S-E. Brigitte, what do you think about the choice of Kamala Harris?
Somebody who is not qualified to be vice president, but somebody because she checked the box. She is black and she is a woman. And that is not a reason to be the vice president of the United States. Being the vice president brings responsibility with it. Kamala Harris is not prepared to be able to carry such a responsibility in case something happens to Biden, which we know she's going to be the president, not Biden, even if he's alive for 4 years. But he chose her based on likability. And you know, with the Democrats, because they don't think logically, they're not analyzing, is this person qualified or not? It could be a monkey and a cat on the ticket. They're going to still vote for the Democratic ticket, regardless who's on the ticket, because they want to get rid of Trump. And Kamala Harris is a woman. She's a black woman who with white features, but she's black, so he kind of appeases both sides, and she's kind of like that international look. And, you know, he got her as his vice president.
Well, here's what I would say. I would say that you're probably right, that they think that they got someone likable on the ticket, when in reality, she's as unlikable as Hillary. Everybody who knows Kamala Harris hates her. To know her is to hate her in politics. She's mean. She's nasty. She was intolerably nasty to Joe Biden, the Democrat presidential debates. But here's the big one. I want to get your take on this. If you're going to pick someone to help you, how could it be someone that ran against you and did badly? She did the worst of basically anyone in the entire process. She was the most disappointing candidate because everyone thought she was one of the front runners, and she got zero delegates, and black people did not like her and did not vote for her. She was soundly rejected by Democrat voters and roundly and soundly rejected by black voters. Didn't get one delegate. She was an awful failure as a presidential candidate. How does it help Biden get any votes, let alone black votes?
Well, the Democrat, right now, the Democratic Party knows that the base will vote for anybody to get rid of Trump. Like I said earlier, Wayne, it could be a dog and a cat on the ticket. They're going to vote for them just to get rid of Trump. They're not looking at qualifications. They're thinking emotionally. They're thinking irrationally. It's all that built-up hatred towards Trump and the Trump voters and people like us, whom they consider deplorable. And this is exactly why they knew. First of all, the Democratic Party, or whoever's pulling the strings in the back, will be able to manipulate her because all she cares about is being elected. She doesn't have any principles. She's very easily swayable, and they can control her. So the powers to be behind the scenes know that Kamala Harris is somebody who will do anything in order to be in power, stay in power, or to get more power. And then they know that they can sell that ticket to the Democratic base because the Democratic Party is offering open borders, free everything, no police, money for everybody.
No
and
cars.
They know that the thugs, yeah, exactly, and what? They know that the street is going to elect them.
Yeah, and it's funny because you mentioned her being, let's just put it this way. In my opinion, there's never been a candidate that's a bigger turnoff to Christians than Kamala Harris, because everybody knows you said she's willing to do anything to get elected. What did she do with Willie Brown? She had sex with Willie Brown, and Willie Brown gave her two jobs that paid her $400,000 over the next 5 years. So you're talking about someone who literally had an affair with a married man to get her first political jobs and get on the map of California politics. And I'll tell you what, Barry White, she didn't have sex with Barry White. She had sex with Willie Brown. Not Barry White, but that was the music they probably played that night. All I can tell you is I don't think any Christian in the whole country is going to, you know, find it even close to acceptable that you have a woman on the ticket who literally worked her way to the top with an affair. I don't know what else to say.
Yep. But look at their voters. Look at their voters and voters of the Democratic Party.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's why everybody on our side needs to be registered to vote, and they need to be engaged and active this election.
And bring about 20 people with you. I'm telling you, every one of us. Or America's gone. It's gone forever. Brigitte Gabriel, chairman of ActsForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. We encourage you to go to her website, ActsForAmerica.org. Contribute, because she does a great job. Brigitte, thank you for being on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, great. Wayne Allyn Root. My website, by the way, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And the phone number here to call in is 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. See you in a sec.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.